Hi, folks. This is CJ Mama, also known as Crystal Joy. All right, folks, here's once again my rant on these big name companies that keep trying to mess with our internet neutrality. I really suggest that you guys go out and do a search on the internet and look up Daily Tech. Netflix CEO warns of possible grim future post-net neutrality. Basically, in its article number 34189.htm. Sorry about that. Anyway, the more that I read it, the more pissed off I get. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You know, here's an example that they're trying to... there's a picture here, and it says, lots of bribes, or as the Supreme Court defines it, free speech. Has renowned the cable and wireless mark has, this is renowned, maybe that's a typo, the cable and wireless markets down to just a few dominant entities. Basically, I think that they're trying to say that it's basically dwindled it down to where there's just a few cable and wireless markets down available, and there's just the dominant ones. In other words, in a healthy, competitive market, service providers might be forced to bow to customers and not stymie popular content providers or even small, newer content providers. But in the U.S., artificially controlled market, where the government has doted on a few favored companies, growing them to monstrous proportions, there may not be enough competition to rely solely on competition to enforce net neutrality in the absence of regulation. Listen, guys. This is as serious as it gets. Do you remember, I guess depending on your age, you may or may not remember, but when they said, hell no, we won't go. And I believe that was during for the Vietnam War. Well, it's the saying's popular. I'm a veteran of the military, so I would have served my country regardless. And I'm female, so I wouldn't have been drafted, obviously. But, you know, I'm proud to be an American citizen and, you know, a United States citizen, but I am so frustrated with this capitalistic nonsense. Maybe we need to make our own new saying, hell no, we won't pay anymore. Hell no, we won't pay anymore. Or heck no, we refuse to pay. I don't know. Something like that. I'm sure somebody can come up with something catchy. And that's the nicest term I can use. Net neutrality should be the norm. It shouldn't be something we have to fight for. You know, I stress over and over again in my various postings and podcasts that I feel like we get discriminated against enough in all different areas of our lives. It doesn't matter what our race is, our ethnicity. It doesn't matter our, you know, none of that, our gender. Everybody gets discriminated against to a certain degree in one form or another. You know, whether it's at your workplace or at your school or your university or in the business world, if you're an entertainer, you know, if you're not in the A-list already, it's very hard to get there. You know, it's just one way or another, we experience discrimination in one form or another. And to know that these big cable companies have these buku bucks and can essentially buy their way into messing with my internet service, the speed of the content that I look for, you know, or that I'm not that I look for, that I'm used to, because hell, I don't know anything about how it all works, to be honest. You know, I have a tech support system, you know, that I call, or I ask one of my kids to help me because they know better than I do on a lot of this techie stuff. But here's the bottom line, folks. You have got to take a stand. You've got to stand up for this. This is devastating to even know that it's even possible that the few can decide our World Wide Web. You know, and it's not going to just affect us on a local scale. It's going to truly mess with our presence internationally. For example, if you're a business owner and you run a website and you sell things, but we've got a closed internet. Well, what if the cable company that's in charge of said area or whatever, I don't even know how they're going to break it up, but I'm sure that they'll work within the boundaries that they choose for themselves, you know, between themselves, like a little clique. You know, I'm out of high school. Anyway, so say they decide your content, your data is not important enough to offer reliable streaming or a reliable processing, or they degrade the content And, you know, what if they do that to your site, to your business? What about your family? You know, that affects, say, the small business owner or the business owner, whether it's small or not. And then it goes on to affecting families that work for them on an individual level. And then you can go even further and saying it messes with, just like when the big banks got bailed out, it messed with our economy, right? Okay, so it's the same concept. If our international buyers, say our customers, don't see what they want to see in a, you know, efficient manner, why would they come back to us? They wouldn't. You know, we have gotten so used to ease of access to information, speed, that having somebody control how fast our data goes through is ridiculous, especially when at this point in time, we're considered net neutral, meaning it's a level playing field, no matter big or small, one person, 10,000 people, you know, it actually follows created equal. So do a wiki search also. I know that it's not considered a quote unquote scholarly source, but it has some great information, and it also has the links where you can find the actual document for you to verify what you read on there. So people have actually joined together and really done their best to make you aware of what net neutrality is, what it means to you. I have a YouTube video also that reads some of the wiki stuff for you to take a look at if you want to. Just do a type in YouTube channel search Crystal Joy, and you'll be able to find that. I'm going to pull up the wiki thing for you right now. Net neutrality, also known as network neutrality or internet neutrality, is the principle that internet service providers and governments should treat all data on the internet equally. I don't see how you can misconstrue that. Makes sense, right? Not discriminating or charging differentially by user, content, site, platform, application, type of attached equipment, and modes of communication. I think that's fair. You know, we pay for a service. You know, we pay for access to the World Wide Web. You know, we pay our dues. So I don't see why having internet equality is wrong, or why anybody wants to put their fingers in it. Leave it alone. If you, you know, if you want to make a difference, find, if you want to make more money, find something else. You know, find a new invention, improve on something, but don't try to mess with what's already fine. Or improve on it. Don't mess with it. And that's all that they're doing. They're greedy, these big cable companies. Hell, the only reason why this is even out here and up here, and we're having a fight to keep the net neutral, is for the simple fact that Verizon sued the FCC about some rulings that they had made concerning net neutrality. So, you know, they sued them. Then the other cable companies got on board, AT&T, Comcast, Time Warner. And now look where we're at right now. Look at how much we paid. Remember when bundle services were supposed to be so great in those long-term contracts? Come on. We're just going right back down that road. And, you know, I think we've all paid out the nose for a lot of these things that were supposed to be better for us. Okay, the term was actually coined by a media law professor, Tim Wu, in 2003. And it was an extension of a long-standing concept of a common carrier. Proponents often see net neutrality as an important component of an open internet, where policies such as equal treatment of data and open web standards allow those on the internet to easily communicate and conduct business without interference from a third party. Now, a closed internet refers to the opposite situation, in which established corporations or governments favor certain uses. Okay, there's your sign. Favor certain uses. So my use and their use may not coincide. It may be important for my little struggling business to be able to have its data transferred in a, you know, competitive manner. But why would they care? Does it, you know, favor them? Does it benefit them? It does, because that's one less unemployed person, you know, when they succeed, when the people succeed. The government, it seems to not notice that. When the people succeed, they in turn succeed, you know, from unemployment rates decreasing to less human services and welfare services being utilized. I mean, but they don't see that part, so we won't even get into that right now. Closed internet may have restricted access to necessary web standards, may artificially degrade some services, or explicitly filter out content. Now, again, this is maybe they may do this. Here's the deal. If the laws get changed, the regulations get maneuvered in the big cable companies and the ones that are pro-closed internet companies' favor, if this changes to their favor, they may do these things. I'm not saying that they are or they're not, but I'm saying they will. I am. I'm that full of crap. You know dadgum well that they're going to do that. Why the hell not? They don't have to answer to anybody. I mean, honestly, it'd be a lie if we said we're not going to utilize the internet anymore. You know, just like they get to keep charging all these high gas prices. We can't just stop using our vehicles because some of us don't live in an area where public transportation is available. So, of course, we're going to continue using the internet. And that's the thing. That's what they're banking on. Well, of course, you know, we're going to change it to meet our needs, to fill our pocketbooks. And they're going to just follow along like sheep. Well, I tell you what, speak up. You may be that voice that changes the way that it goes. There has been extensive debate about whether net neutrality should be required by law. I say, heck yeah, make it required, particularly in the United States. Debate over the issue of net neutrality predates the coining of the term advocates of net neutrality, such as Lawrence Lessig, have raised concerns about the ability of broadband providers to use their last-mile infrastructure to block internet applications and content, example, websites, services, and protocols, and even to block out competitors. I'm not quite sure why they included that. Perhaps they're saying that we need to keep the net neutral. We need to have regulations in place that say that it has to be net, you know, it is now regulated. It is a neutral, and it's under telecommunications now, so that those extra little things can happen, you know, where they block applications and content. You know, I guess that's what the advocates of net neutrality were vying for or advocating for at the time. It doesn't give a whole bunch of information. So you might look up Lawrence Lessig, Lessig. Okay, but let's stay with what's happening right this second. Neutrality proponents claim that telecom companies seek to impose a tiered service model in order to control the pipeline and thereby remove competition. Now, remember what I read to you a little bit ago from Daily Tech, that in a perfect world, there would be enough competition out there that the customers really had a voice. You know, customers could say, you're not going to do that. I'm taking my business elsewhere. But they're saying that what's happening is there's only a select few wireless providers, cable companies, etc., that have this power, and that they've been way compensated and favored by the government. So this is what the problem is. They claim that telecom companies seek to impose a tiered service model in order to control the pipeline and thereby remove competition, create artificial scarcity, and oblige subscribers to buy their otherwise uncompetitive services. I swear, every time I turn around, they're trying to charge me for something else. Many believe net neutrality to be primarily important as a preservation of current freedoms. I can agree with that, too. I can agree with that. Co-inventor of the Internet Protocol, Vinton Cerf, C-E-R-F, and considered a father of the Internet, as well as Tim Berners-Lee, B-E-R-N-E-R-S. Sorry, guys. If you want to look up these guys' names and maybe do your own search, that's why I'm spelling them out, not trying to bore you. Creator of the web. That Tim Berners-Lee is the creator of the web, and many others have spoken out in favor of net neutrality. Opponents of net neutrality claim that broadband service providers have no plans to block content or degrade network performance. Okay, remember that. They don't have any plans to do it. Then why the hell do they need the FCC to be on their side, to go on in their favor? If they don't plan to do any of this stuff, come on. Despite this claim, there has been a single case where an internet service provider, Comcast, intentionally slowed peer-to-peer communications. And you techie people know it's called capital P to capital P, P2P, communications. Again, check out John Oliver's Late Night Last Week and type in net neutrality on YouTube, and you can find a really good, informative, and humorous video, 13 minutes, and it will completely enlighten you on YouTube again. And if you just type in John Oliver Late Night Last Week, And then net neutrality, look for net neutrality and, you know, how everything comes up. You'll be able to see a really good video and it'll keep you entertained. That's for sure. I laughed a lot. But I also saw the importance and significance of a neutral internet. Still, other companies have begun to use deep packet inspection to discriminate against peer-to-peer, FTP, and online games. Instituting, okay, hear this. If you didn't hear anything I just talked about and why you should be net neutral on my side, on all of our sides that are pro-net neutrality, here we go again. They have already seen companies begin to use deep packet inspection. I don't know what that means, but you can look it up. It's highlighted in blue. To discriminate against peer-to-peer, P2P, FTP, and online games. Instituting, but remember, they don't have any plans. Instituting a cell phone style billing system of overages. Are you kidding me? Y'all remember those $200, $300, $400, $500 cell phone bills when cell phones first became popular? Hello. Okay, again, instituting a cell phone style billing system of overages, free to telecom, quote unquote, value added services, and again, bundling. Critics of net neutrality also argue that data discrimination of some kinds, particularly to guarantee quality of service, is not a problem. Is not problematic, but is actually highly desirable. Bull. Okay, so now you're telling me we're talking about bundles. We're talking about the same damn $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. You know, it felt like $1,000,000 every time you closed your eyes and cringed right before you opened your cell phone bills back in the day. You know, and that's a style that's going to be coming that can happen if we don't have an open net neutrality. Come on, people. Help me stop this. You can make a difference. Opponents of net neutrality regulation also argue that the best solution to discrimination by broadband providers is to encourage greater competition among such providers, which is currently limited in many areas. Now they're saying, the opponents are saying, that they don't want the net to be neutral. They don't want a regulation that says the net should be neutral, okay? And they're saying that the best solution is to encourage greater competition. Okay, now let's go back again to Daily Tech. What did it say? It gave a good example. There is not enough competition or out there that can make a dent to make it competitive. There is only a select few. So all of that's a bunch of bull if you really think about it. It's like, I'll give you an example. Where I'm from, we've got two hospitals. You either go here or you go here. Now, when I lived in the big city, you know, bigger cities, there was a gazillion hospitals. And they were competitive. And I guess I shouldn't use hospitals as an example because of all the stuff that's going on with, you know, Obamacare and all of that. But the bottom line is there was more competition. But here, yes, I get it. There's less here. But if we didn't have any problems before and the net was neutral, is neutral, then why the hell am I going to have a problem later after if they regulate it to keep it neutral? That would be great and it would keep us safe. But if they don't regulate it, you're going to come in and try to make it a closed internet and you're telling me it's for my own good? Don't tell me what's for my own good. I know what's for my own good. Leave it the hell alone. Okay, so on April 23rd, pay attention to these dates. You have 120 days to give your comments to the FCC. You can send them an email or you can send them a comment on their direct site. And at the end of this, I will provide you the email address and the website address and petition number. I think it's called petition. So that you can send them your comments. On April 23rd, 2014, the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, is reported to be considering a new rule that will permit internet service providers to offer content providers a faster track to send content. That's where we're talking about this cable company CEO came on and said, it's not like y'all are going to have a slow lane and then you pay extra for a regular lane. It's really everybody has a fast lane, you know, data transfer, things like that. And then there's the option to have a hyper lane. Okay, really? Give me a break. Why are you so against net neutrality? You know, if we're willing to pay, for example, if we're willing to have, you know, switch from, say, dial up to satellite to cable to whatever, all these different ones, it's based on our own needs and wants, right? Our own speed desires.
Okay, so I'll give you an idea. If you want to have your hyperspeed lane, let's compromise. We'll have net neutrality, and then you can offer that as an added benefit and still fill your pockets. If people want it, they can buy it.
We're self-policing ourselves already. Okay, so again, the FCC is reported, and it's confirmed, that they're considering a new rule that will permit internet service providers to offer content providers a faster track to send content, thus reversing their earlier position on net neutrality. They reversed it because they got sued, people. They got sued by Verizon. What is Verizon? It's a big name company that wants to get money out of your pocket. And who's right behind them? Comcast, Time Warner. I don't know all the other big names. You can look that up yourself and you'll find them. You know, it's still the select few that are going to line their pockets, make that, you know, make buku bucks off of our backs, our hard work. So they got sued, and now they're considering a new rule that will permit. Basically, what they're saying is that they're considering this new rule to have a closed internet. Let's get it right. This new ruling will close the internet to the United States of America. And then once we're closed, what is going to happen to your country or your country or your country? Think about it. Worked, if it worked for these people that want to line their pockets, you don't think other governments are going to follow suit? Come on. So take a stand. Give them your comments. If we want extra speed or whatever, we'll switch our services around and we'll stay with the companies that take care of us, have great customer service, follow through with their propositions, their promotions. We can self-police ourselves. We do not need them to close the internet. Again, this is on record. You can find it anywhere. They sued the FCC when they tried to make the net stay neutral. They tried to regulate it where it stayed neutral. So now the FCC is getting pressured to switch sides. Don't let it happen. If you send an email, if you send a comment on their website, keep it clean so that they hear you, that they pay attention to what you write. We want them to focus on what you want to say, what the meaning is. We can all rant and rave and curse them out and all that, but that's not going to get the point across. Speak up. Says you have 120 days to stop this, because I'm telling you right now, it'd be a mass exodus if you think about it. If they go against the people, and the majority of the people left their comments saying, we want a neutral internet, we don't want to be discriminated against, and they go against us, excuse me, they thought they had it bad when Verizon sued them. Imagine millions of people. Let's see. On May 15, 2014, the FCC decided to consider two options regarding internet services. First, permit fast and slow broadband lanes. That's that damn slow and... See, even they said slow and fast. But the CEO of that cable company said everybody will be in the fast lane, and then they have the option of having the hyperspeed lane. They're already contradicting themselves. Okay, so first, permit fast and slow broadband lanes, thereby compromising net neutrality. And second, reclassify broadband as a telecommunications service, thereby preserving net neutrality. Make sure you do a little research on that. Reclassify broadband as a telecommunications service, thereby preserving net neutrality. Check that out. Make sure that you can verify it, and that what that second proposal is, and the reclassification, if that really does protect us. I'm not comfortable enough to say for sure that how they would classify. I'd have to read the whole damn thing all over again. By the way, it's wordy, and 5 minutes into it, you kind of zone out, and you need like 12 scholars and people with, you know, to help you interpret it. But there's some really good sites and a lot of people for pro-neutrality, big companies that have done their best to try to get the information out there in common terminology, layman terms. If you don't have time to research this over and over and over again, you know, each sentence. So speak up. Your voice matters. Email openinternet@fcc.gov. Again, openinternet@fcc.gov. Website, www.fcc.gov/comments. If you put it in just like that with www.fcc.gov/comments, it'll take you straight to that comment section. And you actually fill out a form and they send you a response back that they received it. Now, I did it both ways, and I did receive a response back, and I received confirmation of them receiving both communications. And the response I got back was from Chairman Tom Wheeler, saying that he was an advocate for net neutrality. So, again, your voice matters. At least they're trying to give us an opportunity to voice our concerns, to tell them what the people want. Take advantage of that. Because if you sit back and you wait too long, time will run out. It doesn't say specifically when the 120 days for comments ends. So I'm going to tell you to go by the April date and count the 120 days from there, just to keep yourself safe. So don't wait. Send them your comments today. And I appreciate all your comments back to me. Just make sure you keep them clean. You never know who's going to read them. Have a great day.